hack into my phone while I'm sitting here.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes, I guess you didn't. I have some fraudulent charges from this phone number on my in my bank account, so I'm trying. I guess you couldn't locate it. I mean, over the last 3 months, I've got over 20-some fraudulent charges, so who knows? All these toll-free numbers, who they belong to, I have no idea. So I'm trying to sort through all these. There's three charges from New Deals, and this phone number is 855-457-3115.
And I could start. I could start with the zip code.
Yes, 35124.
Okay. And the first and last name?
Lorraine Sasson, S-A-S-A-N. Or it could be Lori Sasson, depending on who's fraudulently using my name.
Would you happen to know anybody by the name of Yancey?
That's my husband. Yep. So it's on. They did him. Okay. Somebody. And then what is the product for him?
Okay, man, I can get to that here in just a moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. This would be for. And can you please verify the street address?
249 Berry Lane, Pelham, Alabama. 35124.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. And it looks like this would be for the cooler for the membership to our Gadget website.
A cooler from, you got a cooler from our Gadget website? No? You didn't do anything, right?
A cooler.
She's saying it was some kind of Google, like you purchased a Google. Is this right? It was a purchase for a cooler, like an ice cooler?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever the customer, Whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website.
Right, but he didn't order a cooler. He didn't order a cooler, so somebody did that fraudulently.
Okay, ma'am. And so please verify the email.
Would have been ysasson13@gmail.com.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And the last four digits of the car number is 8615, November of 2022.
Yes. That's right. So there should be three different charges.
Okay, ma'am. And this would have been done through either an online survey or sweepstakes or either an email through either Amazon, Costco, or another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through text message.
No, I mean, he orders Amazon, but, I mean, we order from Amazon all the time. There's no extra shipping. I mean, it's just, you know, our normal Amazon login. So, I mean, he didn't agree to anything. 5695 times twice, and then another charge for 795.
Okay, ma'am, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you are sure that no one in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
No. Yes, you're sure you didn't do any kind of... Now, tell me again what you said. It was like an add-on. It could be shown as an add-on for shipping.
Yes, and the cooler is for the shipping in hand. The cooler has the shipping and handling charge.
Oh,
whenever
right.
the customer completes the order, he would have had to check a box to say that he was over the age of 18 and that he understood that he would be automatically enrolled.
So that was all tied to the so-called cooler order that he never did, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, got it. So I'm definitely go ahead and proceed with this, proceeding with that fraud. Like I said, I have got 23 of these on my in my checking account, so somebody's doing something with all kinds of companies and you are not the only person I'm calling tonight.
Okay, let's see. Give me just a moment. I'm almost finished.
Okay.
Let's see. And we can only do 1 month at a time while we do the investigation, ma'am.
So does that mean I have to call back? Or what? How does that work? Do I have to do any action on additional?
What do you mean by additional action, ma'am?
Meaning do I have to call back after one? After I see one is credited to my account, and I have to call back and appeal another one, or do you guys automatically do all three eventually?
Yes, ma'am. We can do.
Okay.
We can do the month of June, and then the month of May.
Okay, there was two in the month of May.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it.
Let me double check and see. Let's see a tracking number on the cooler here. Let's see. Okay, let's see. I'm working on sending something over to corporate, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Sure.
Just a moment. Okay, ma'am, I refunded the $56.95 times two plus the shipping and handling of the $7.95, and then we'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much.
And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number? If not, I can provide
nope.
that to you.
No, that'd be great. What is that?
It would be C as in Charlie, 2606-13453.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope. That'll be all. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling, Cos.